little off topic. Thanks, Conyers. Well, moving on. 616-774-2424. By the way, we'll keep you posted if anything breaks out of that. How much homework is too much homework when it comes to your kids? When it comes to what's happening, obviously, in school and out, because they bring it home, right? It's homework. How much is too much? There is some suggestion that maybe our kids are overworked. Maybe they're overwhelmed. Maybe they got a little bit too much on their plate, and maybe parents too. Maria Lucci's on the phone line with us right now, the Empowered Mom, theempoweredmom.com, and we appreciate you being here with us today. Maria, how are you?
Justin, you know I love being with you. We love our audience, and we love talking these hot topics that parents want to know.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I watched a documentary with Michael Moore, and he did this whole kind of, it's called Where to Invade Next, and he did this whole kind of take down on America versus a couple other countries. And some of the things that he looked at was what should we take from these other countries and what they've learned. And one of them was the school system.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. But it was one of them was the school system. And I don't remember which. I think it was like Finland or Iceland, some place like this. They had a horrible education system. They did a bunch of overhaul on it. And at the end of the day, they're doing much better now than they were before. Part of it is paying our teachers more, taking care of those.
We all need to pay our teachers more. That's a given, right?
Right. And then the other thing I think was what I found really fascinating is that they interviewed this teacher and said, so how much homework do these kids have? She says, no, there's no homework. We don't do that. And they asked her, and she really had an interesting answer on this, was, no, we don't. We see kids need to... They need to learn other things other than just school. And if a kid wants to spend his time at home with his parents and climb a tree, then he's learning to climb a tree. And I thought to myself, well, that's definitely interesting, but is there too much homework? And I know that one teacher here says no homework all year to spend with family and kids and families because they're all overscheduled. One American teacher says that she's not going to be doing homework. So as a mom of three boys here, where do you weigh in on this? Uh-oh! We lost her! One of the kids probably came in there and hit the connection. We'll get Maria Lucci back on the phone here. It is interesting, though. One of the other things in that movie, again, it's Michael Moore. Can you agree with everything? I don't know.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine.
Hi. Okay. What in the world was that, and where did it come from? There's a ghost in the machine here today. You've been lied to. Really? Welcome back, Maria. How are you?
I am fabulous. You know that. Just like you, Justin.
So let's I don't know how much you heard, but let me just ask that question. Are our kids overworked? What's the homework level as far as you're concerned as a mom of three?
Well, okay. So first of all, let's go back just for a second to what we talked about where it's a godly Texas teacher, which is just southeast of Fort Worth, and I'm located in just north of Dallas. So it's local. And she sent out a letter this year, and that will be up on the blog as well, and I'm sure y'all will post it too. And it's called New Homework Policy. Dear parents, after much research this summer, I'm trying something new. Homework will only consist of work that your student did not finish during the school day. There will be no formally assigned homework this year. Research has been unable to prove that homework improves student performance. And then she goes on to ask that you spend your evenings doing things that you have proven to correlate with student success, meaning eating dinner as a family, read together, play outside, and get your child to bed early. And this went viral because the guidelines from the National Education Association are really 10 minutes per night for a first grader, then 10 minutes additional per night for every grade thereafter. Right now, on average, kindergartners are doing 25 minutes a night.
Wow.
First and second graders, 30 minutes. And then you want to...
Well, even though... And Maria, I don't mean to interrupt you, but even at the guidelines, it means if you're a senior, what? You're doing 120, 130 minutes? It's 2 hours.
Right.
Of homework.
And then what about all the activities? What about all the extracurricular?
Where do they work that in? Yeah.
I mean, it does tend to overwhelm not only the parents and not only the families, but the kids, the stress that it places on them. So this is a very hot topic, obviously. But do kindergartners need 30 minutes of homework every single night? I don't know. That begs the question, don't you think?
Well, and what does the homework have to look like? Is it involving the parent in the process? Are the parents involved in the education process with the kids? Is it making something that could be, you know, looked at as boring and not fun, making it into something that is fun and enjoyable for the kid? Because if you can do that, you've really got a teaching experience and something fun for the parent and the kid, right?
Well, no kidding. And I just have to say, as an aside, you know, I mean, as long as I can remember, I have been doing, quote, homework or teaching. And I'm not a homeschool teacher, so don't get me wrong in any way. But even when I would be cooking with the kids, mm-hmm. and I'd say, okay, we need 1/4 cup of this and 1/4 cup of this. So how much do we actually need? There's little things that you can teach and interject that your children don't know as a family that you're teaching them, and that's, quote, homework.
Yeah.
But I think one of the big things is that we don't, and educators say this, that you don't want to turn kids off from school. They have an innate curiosity and ability, and they want to learn.
I'd be one of those kids. I hated school. Hated school, Maria, but I'm very curious. Oh, I hated it. I did not like the structure. I did not like being forced to learn or look into things that I was not interested in. But you put me in as something that I was fascinated with, that I was curious about, that I was interested in, and I excelled. Absolutely. And then after school, I mean, a lot of learning that I've done since, you know, the furthest I went, I had a little bit of college, but I was more enrolled. I didn't really intend.
Okay, now that's another topic to talk about maybe next week. Okay,
but I did a lot of learning on my own and read quite a bit now as an adult, and I'm always fascinated, always learning something different. So I think, you know, it is fair to look at the school system the way these kids are learning, and it's broken. I think it is fair to look at it and say, are there some changes that we can make here?
And I don't think we blame the teachers, okay? So let's, first and foremost, teachers don't get the credit, they don't get the respect, they don't get the pay, so let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the expectations on a state and federal level on funding.
Sure.
Let's
also talk Common Core. You know, you got all these other issues.
Common Core, teaching to the lowest common denominator, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Right. But you don't want to turn a kid's love for learning, like they just are excited to go to school, and they just want to learn and do fascinating stuff, and turn it into just boring, task-oriented, mundane things that they don't understand how it connects. Yeah. And so I think one of the big things is you can communicate with the teachers, okay? And then get a homework routine. These are some of the things that are the takeaways from parents. I mean, right now, the studies show, and the poll is that 86% of parents say that their kids spend too much time on homework.
That's fascinating. Huge. Yeah, maybe there's something to that. I know there's a lot of other things happening now. There's more activities. There's more extracurricular things that are happening as there's a lot of pressure these days. Your kid can't just do one thing. You know, I know you got 3 boys, but, you know, you probably have them in multiple activities as well. But I know that, you know, I have friends, the kids are not just, you know, they don't just play a sport, you know, but they play a sport. They play an instrument. They may be volunteering in some sort of other extracurricular activity.
Hopefully volunteering and doing some community events, church events. I mean, and can we just say family time? How about, what happened to sitting down and having dinner as a family?
Family dinner. Yeah, what happened to that? Maria, let me tell you something. That, we've gotten so far away from any of that because, and I, let me tell you something that the Kardashians do right. There's one. Never expected me to bring up there.
But okay.
Yeah, you never think. So. But they used to do this thing where they would talk. They'd sit down for dinner at night and they would talk about their, I don't remember what they called it, but their peaks and valleys basically during the day. Where they would.
We call it the blessings. You know, things that didn't go so right, but the blessings.
Sure.
So you go through things. What can we improve? What could we have improved upon? And first of all, we talk about what we're grateful for.
That's amazing. And I think it should be done. Can you believe the Kardashians are doing that? Of course, right? But that didn't really make it on the reality TV show as much as some of the other things. But the funny thing is that most people don't. They plop down. First of all, you get home. You're so drained from running around. Maybe you picked up a pizza on the way home or you had one delivered. I don't know. I'm painting the bleak picture here. But then you sit them down in front of the TV or you sit down in front of the TV and you all just kind of zone out because you just can't take it anymore. And you just, it's too much. And you're being pulled from every single angle. And we're teaching our kids that that's okay. Hello? You there? Maria? Uh-oh. Did we lose her again? So another issue there. See if you can figure out where she is, Gina. Maybe we can get her back on the phone. But that's another problem. Since when? I mean, obviously, you go back to the invention of the TV dinner. You go back to, obviously microwave society, right? You go back to sitting down in front of the tube and watching it all together. But we don't talk as a family. Those are some of the things that you probably do need. Some of the things that you probably do want to have as a family to bring the kids around, to sit them down, to have those conversations. Because the learning that happens in life, you can learn a lot more there than just with your nose in a book. Especially a textbook. There's a lot more that can be learned, and those lessons are just as important. You can weigh in if you want. 616-774-2424. Loaded hurt you too. Kids right now, they got too much homework. Are you a parent? You tend to believe that maybe they do have a little bit. Maybe they should back off just a bit when it comes to the homework. Oh, we got a couple of pins in here already.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Mr. J Sewing Center North, Mike Gannon. They're a home, school, and commercial sewing machines. 4464 South Division. Look at that. And also, looks like their restoration workshop there in Lowell, Michigan on Berrywood. Thank you, guys. And they came in boxes. Gina, look at this. Pins for plugs continue. We'll talk to you next. It's already taken off. Wow.
West Michigan Live is on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Yeah, the Michigan Wolverines taking on Wisconsin on Saturday. We've got your tickets to see it on the big screen. Live at Celebration Cinema North, brought to you by Toyota of Grand Rapids. You get the cash bar. Tickets are absolutely free and available there at the box office from now until Saturday. And, of course, you can check out the Wolverines football all season long on Wood Radio. Brought to you by the Melton McFadden Agency. That's a great place to do it, by the way, too. Game starts at 2:30. We got all the coverage all season long. By the way, the debate, I don't think we talked as much about it yesterday. There's a huge turnout for that on Monday night at the movie theater. Hundreds of people showing up for that. That was really cool. And thanks for coming out and saying I got a chance to meet some folks. And so we got some really cool people in this audience. That's a great thing. All right, Maria Lucci's back on the phone. We dropped off again. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I am here. You know what this reminds me of, Justin? It's kind of what family life is like. Seriously, because there's so many interruptions. So this fits so perfectly with what we're talking about.
Now, I just got a couple of people that I talked to off the air. One of the guys here that just called up said, you know what, there's just too much emphasis. There wasn't this much stress on homework and whatnot back in the day. Why is it? Do you think that it's because the system is failing and so they're dishing it off, trying to get these test scores up in schools, and so they just want to pile as much as they can onto your kids at home?
I don't really want to phrase it at all that I think they're failing. I really do believe at the heart they are trying to help families and kids succeed. I think there are federal and state, without us getting really political into this, but I think there are
regulations. Oh, fine. Dive right in.
Well, teaching to the test is a big thing.
Yeah.
But I have deep respect for teachers, you know. And so this is not about the teachers.
Well, sure, me too. And Maria, my dad was a teacher for 40 years, and I got to tell you, one of the most devoted teachers that I know, my dad. But you know, it's funny, they can only do what the system allows them to do. And you see the federal guidelines, the state guidelines, and all these other things where they tend to kind of play a role. It takes a lot of the power away from the parents. And what I love about what you're doing, Maria, is you're bringing up the conversation. You're having that conversation daily on your blog, theempoweredmom.com, empowering not just to parents, but empowering moms, empowering the kids, the students, too.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to check out our blog and check out the blog post on this. We'll continue the conversation at Facebook.